From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Insurgents disguised as doctors attacked Afghanistan's largest military hospital in the capital, Kabul, Wednesday, killing at least 30 people and wounding dozens. Security forces quickly surrounded the facility, killing all of the insurgents by the end of an hours-long siege. Witnesses said the attack began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance to the Sardar Mohammed Daoud Khan Hospital. Islamic State loyalists claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the United States must see some sort of positive action from North Korea before any discussions to lower tensions on the Korean Peninsula can begin. North Korea fired four ballistic missiles into the sea off Japan's northwest coast on Monday after an emergency closed-door meeting among members of the U.N. Security Council. Haley said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is not a rational person and the council is not ruling anything out in its re-evaluation of North Korea.
They said that their goal is to be able to reach U.S. bases in Japan. This is not something we can take lightly. The global community needs to understand every country is in danger from the actions of North Korea. And every country needs to respond in the actions of North Korea.
Nikki Haley. Iraqi soldiers on Wednesday recaptured a prison outside Mosul that had been controlled by Islamic State jihadists and was reportedly used for hundreds of executions. The securing of the jail came as part of a mission to retake West Mosul. The Islamic State group reportedly has moved some of its high-ranking commanders and their families from its de facto capital, Raqqa, to a nearby province of Deir ez-Zor. That comes as U.S.-backed forces continue their push toward Raqqa. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is weighing funding cuts for the Coast Guard, National Disaster Agency, and airport security so he can have money to start building a wall along the south, along the U.S.-Mexican border. Mr. Trump is faced with finding money to fund the project. He has estimated the wall would cost $12 billion, but the Homeland Security Agency says it could be as much as $21.6 billion. At least 19 girls were killed Wednesday when fire swept through a Guatemalan shelter for children. Before the fire, there had been a rebellion by the youths housed at the overcrowded Virgin de Asuncion home for children. Several dozen people were injured in the fire. Bolivian President Evo Morales signed a law Wednesday doubling the amount of land that can legally be used to grow coca plants. Coca plants are used to make cocaine. The leftist leader told a public event that coca beat the United States. He said he wanted to show that his nation would not bow to the will of the U.S. Top legal scholars say the fight for South Africa to stay in the International Criminal Court is just beginning, a day after the government officially revoked its notice of intent to withdraw from the War Crimes Court. The decision came after a South African court ruled last month that the notice given by South Africa's cabinet was unconstitutional and that the matter needs to go through parliament. African nations have frequently accused the court of targeting Africans. German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel said Wednesday that his country and Turkey want to see their relations improve. He spoke to reporters in Berlin, where he hosted a meeting with Turkish Foreign Minister Mevla Cavusoglu after weeks of disputes. German officials were angered by Turkey's president when he accused Germany of Nazi practices. Gabriel said he made clear that making comparisons to Nazi Germany is a line that must not be crossed. The United States has for the first time publicly accused Russia of deploying a cruise missile, in violation of an arms control agreement. Joint Chiefs of Staff Vice Chairman General Paul Selva confirmed on Capitol Hill that the deployment violates the spirit and intent of the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Selva's remarks Wednesday before the House Armed Services Committee were the U.S. military's first public confirmation of reports last month that Russia had secretly positioned the weapons. Thousands of women from across the United States took the day off Wednesday to show their economic value in a move that coincided with International Women's Day. The event in the U.S. was dubbed by organizers as a day without women. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.